You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, welcome back. Here we are again. And we're just days away from opening day. Yeehaw. Thank goodness. Spring training thing's long. It's just long. It is my pleasure to welcome in today one of your newest Cincinnati Reds. And he hit the ground running in camp, man. Everyone had just nothing but great things to say about this dude. Frankie Montas, welcome to the Jim Day podcast.
My pleasure, my man, my pleasure.
It is it's great to be sitting across from you. We did a TV interview, I don't know, maybe a month ago. That's how long spring training is. But it was a good get to know. And for this audience, I would love to talk about some of the same things. But at that time, you didn't know that you were the opening day starter. What's that mean to you, a team like this?
It means a lot. I mean, you know, coming from the year I have last year, you know, and coming here ready to go and ready to show what I got, you know, and being named the opening day starter, it's just, I heard a lot of stories about how much that means to the city of Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's big.
You know,
it's like a holiday, man. You're gonna be blown away, even though you're gonna be locked in doing your thing. But it's special.
Yeah, that's what I heard. It's just for me, it's just like, one, I see it's just like the first one out of 33, 34, you know, but especially just trying to go out there and trying to set the tone for the team, you know, just to trying to get a team on the right foot to start the season.
You had made a comment to me and others that you said this is the happiest you've ever been in a baseball uniform. Why is that?
You know, the past 2 years they were kind of tough for me, you know, bouncing around, you know, shoulder and all that. And just coming out from that and come to a team that have been nothing but good to me, talking about making me feel welcome. The guys are amazing, nothing but good things to say about my teammates, you know. They make this role easy so far, you know, and easy to make that transition to being a new team, you know. And playing for Deep is it's been fun, you know. He's a guy that he cares about you as a person before you as a player, you know. This is his team, you know. He knows the talent you have, but he knows if you're not right mentally, you know, a lot of things are not gonna go good for you.
What was I imagine that there was a mental struggle involved as well. You came up much ballyhooed, one of the best arms in baseball. And then, you know, you've had good times on the mound. You've had tough times, your shoulder. New York's a different situation. Was it a mental struggle as well for you?
Definitely. I mean, it humbles you. You know, it humbles you when you kind of like used to things going your way, you know, and next thing you know, oh my God, like things are not going my way. Like my shoulder is messed up, you know, I can't pitch. I'm having surgery. I'm getting traded to a team that my shoulder is not good, but I'm still trying to go out there and trying to perform and things are not going my way, you know. And not just that, after the season, finding out, oh, you're getting surgery. So you might miss the whole year, you know. And that was definitely a mental struggle, you know, but I'm a big believer in God. I think things happen for a reason, you know, and I'm the type of guy that I don't give up on things, you know. I set goals last year at the beginning of the season after I had my surgery. I was like, you know, my number one goal is to get back on being healthy and get my shoulder right, but also, I wanted to get back to the big leagues. You know, I didn't want to finish the year and, like, go home and be like, man, I didn't even make it to the big leagues. Like, you know, I needed to show people that, like, hey, I'm here, I'm healthy. You know, I'm still have a lot to give to this game.
You showed up at camp very early. And the stories at that time were, I am blown away by Frankie Montas of how good of a guy he is, how funny he is to be around, but how much he's a leader. he just all of a sudden, without even being a member of this organization prior, is a leader in this clubhouse. Is that something you set out to do, or is that you?
No, I said it before. I'm not trying to be a leader or anything. You know, I'm not trying to be like, oh, I run this clubhouse or like this. I'm the old guy here or whatever. I'm just trying to do my part as a human. You know, I don't know how many years I got left on me on playing this game. I don't know how long God is gonna allow me to play. So, if I can help somebody to get better. And like I said, I can just do my part as a human, you know. By the time God say, just call me on this and be like, hey, your time and best was done. You know, when I'm done, I wanna hear people just saying good things about me. Like, you know, hey, when Frankie was playing, this dude was fun to be around. He was a good teammate. You know, he was the type of guy that he loved to help guys, you know. And maybe down the road, I go and watch a game, you know, and some of those guys that I maybe tell him something, a key word, you know, I'll go and see him. They're like, they're having success. And be like, man, you remember that day when we have that conversation, and it's just my mindset just changed, you know, like that would make me feel better. Like as a human, it's just making me feel like I'm doing my part.
You told me in a previous interview that you're a sponge for information, that there's so much to learn in baseball, that it doesn't matter how old you are, how many pitches you've thrown, how many innings you've thrown, that there's always something to learn. And you're not afraid to impart that on younger pitchers, right? I mean, you're pretty aggressive in that manner.
Yeah, I'm always trying to learn. You know, I'm open-minded to anything. You can probably go around to asking questions to every starter in here and asking, hey, how Frankie asked you about pitching, and I'm trying to learn as much as I can. You know, this is a game that I feel like every day you learn something new, you know, and it's always room for improvement. If I can improve my game, you know, and whatever area it is, might be pitching, might be mental-wise, physical-wise, you know, whatever it is, you know, I'm always trying to improve and just get better, just get better. And if I can get better, you know, and I can make somebody else get better, then, you know, the team is going to have a better chance to win, you know, because we all getting better together.
You were a young guy, obviously, trying to find your way in this league, trying to find your way in this country. Let's be real about it. That's a whole different dynamic. Who are some guys that you leaned on? Who'd you learn from?
I always tell people I was blessed when I was with the A's. I got the chance to play with all the guys that were on their way out of the game, you know, and those guys were just trying to like share the knowledge, you know, with the young generation. And just Mateo Petit was one of the guys that I look up to. Mike Fiers, you know, that was one of the guys that he was big in my career. And not even all guys, but guys that were young guys at the time that I was a rookie too, saying Sean Minaya, Chris Bassitt, those two guys. I look up to those two guys because they were part of my success. And when I say part of my success, it's talking about we used to play a game that like, hey, if I go out there and go seven innings with, let's say, seven strikeouts, I want you to outperform me so I can outperform you the next time I step on the mound, you know. And we had that game between each other, you know. And I was talking to the guys about it, you know, and I was like, you know, at the end of the year, we all finished the season with a three, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, and because if I get better and you get better and the guy next to you get better, you know, guess what's going to happen? We all gonna have a good season, and when the pitching staff have a good season, you know, that means the team is gonna have a good season because we set the tone. You know, we go out there and trying to get people out.
Yeah.
With the center of the team, you know, pretty much. You know, the game doesn't start if the pitcher doesn't throw the ball.
In your hands, man.
You know what I'm saying? So if you go out there and you put a good show, put a good performance, you're giving the team the best chance to win. So I think I was talking to Hunter Green about it, you know, and it was one of the games that we were playing at home. And I was like, you know, we should have a game, you know, maybe the best performance of the of the week, you know, whatever it is. If he drinks wine, if it's a bottle of wine, we all pitch in and we're getting a nice bottle of wine, you know, and you're looking forward for those teams, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, guess what? This week, I'm going to get the big prize. You know, it's going to be me. It's not going to be you. So we all trying to outperform each other, you know, and by the end of the year, we look up the numbers and we all having a good year, you know?
I love that because we talk about internal competition all the time, and you've got to have different ways to motivate yourself in this game, especially 162 games. I mean, goodness, it's such a grind. And a lot of it is players speak. Sometimes they're like, yeah, we motivate each other. But that's real right there. That's real. So you're already challenging guys in a healthy way.
Trust me. Like, I want guys to outperform it because I want to be better than them.
Yeah.
And better than them, I'm not talking about, oh, I think I'm better than every pitcher in the league. No. It's nothing wrong with trying to outperform people because I want to push you to be the best you can be because I want you to outperform me so you can push myself too. You know what I'm saying? If you do good, you're pushing me to do better. And if I do better than you, I'm pushing you to do better than me.
Right.
You know, and it's just a little game within the game.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned Hunter Green. And you were, again, labeled when you came up just magic, just golden arm. He's got the same type of label on him. How can you help Hunter? Yeah, you're shaking your head. Like,
way better than me when I come up, I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah, he's got the velocity of triple digits if he wants it. But how can you – but that's not pitching. That's throwing, you know. To be a pitcher is different. How can you help him or a player like him?
You know, like you said, like when I first came up, I had really good arm, you know, I was able to hit triple digits and all that. But over the years, you know, and pitching a lot, I learned that you don't really have to throw 100 to get people out. You know, there is a lot of guys out there that do not throw 100.
Right.
You know, and they get people out. So, and me and him, we have the chance to like sit during the games and talk pitching, you know, with each other. And, you know, I got the chance to pick his knowledge, you know. He has the chance to pick up my knowledge, you know, and just learning from each other. But the thing is when, and this is an old say, and you probably hear about that. A lot of people used to say back in the day, less is more and more is less.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
That means if you're trying to throw 100 every pitch, you're doing too much, and you might taking away command. If you're doing less, you're probably focusing on command and how to learn how to your pitches tunnel with each other and all that, you know. So I'm gonna talk to you about a lot of like old school stuff, you know, because that's the way I came up. You know, the way I came up is like, hey, first pitch strike, you know, trying to get hitters out with three or less pitches, you know, like,
oh, I love that.
You know, don't that. Really worry about the strikeouts. If you can give me 8 innings with 90 pitches, you know, that's golden. I'd rather go 8 innings with 90 pitches than go 5 innings with 100 pitches, you know. And I'm always trying to like you have to save your bullets, like people say.
Yeah.
You know, you have to save your bullets. And that means the quicker I can get you out, and the quicker I can get my offense to go and hit, the better it's going to be. The less they stay on their feet playing defense, it's going to be better for them. They're going to product better. They're going to give you more runs. You know, you're going to give them time to process what this pitcher is throwing and all that, you know. So I was talking to Encarnacion Strand, right, one time, and when Jehe was here too. And
Josh Harrison,
yeah. Right? He was like, you know, you guys gonna have fun playing behind Frankie, blah blah, this and that. And kind of show was like, why? And I was like, because I'm the type of guy that I'm trying to get you back to the dugout as soon as I can, because I want you to keep hitting. I enjoy seeing you guys hitting.
Yeah,
you know, I enjoy the opposing pitcher getting crushed. You know, and my job is the quickest I can get you back in the dugout and back in the batter's box, the better it is for me. Because, I mean, I'm not throwing a lot of pitches. You know, I'm hitting my spots. I'm I'm controlling the game how I want it. I'm controlling the speed of the game, and that means things are going good. If you go back in that batter's box quick, that means I'm doing my job as a pitcher.
I love hearing that. I can't tell you how much I love hearing what you just said. Now, it's easier said than done, obviously.
Of course.
This is a tough game. It's a game of failure. With that in mind, the shoulder, you're probably so tired of talking about the shoulder, but it's real. Until you get over that hump, you know, it's out there.
No doubt.
How has it been in spring? I mean, you started off gangbusters, and I don't go by Cactus League numbers, especially out here. It's tough to pitch out here. But how's the shoulder? How are you feeling going in? By the way, we're recording this before his final start of spring, so I'm not sure how that one went. Not sure it totally matters. All that matters is your health. How is your shoulder feeling?
My shoulder is feeling really good. You know, I'm in a really good spot right now. Baseball-wise, I'm pretty much letting my arm dictate when, okay, this is going to be the day that you're going to be 97, 98. I'm not chasing velo. You know, I know my velo has been a little down. But that's because I'm not trying to chase any velo. You know, I'm trying to get back my pitching shape.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Working on my pitches. You know, I was...
That's good, man. That's
I
really
almost
good.
Didn't pitch for a full year. You know, yeah. Like I was out for a full year. You know, and when you're out for a full year, you forget how to not forget, but it's kind of tough to get back on who you were, you know. So that's the things I'm working on, you know. And last time, you know, I was telling DJ, right? I was talking to DJ, and I was like, man, like this feels a lot like me. Like this is me, you know. Like I wasn't giving myself time to think about anything. I was just grabbing the ball and letting it eat, you know, like just like throwing the baseball, you know, right. Like I went there with the mentality that like, hey, if you're not going to swing, it's going to be a strike, you know, and if you want to swing, be my guest, you know. I'm not like, I always been a guy that I'm trying to overpower people, you know, and when I say overpower people, not thinking like, oh, I'm the best, like I have the best movement, the best fastball and this and that. No, when I'm saying that, it's like, okay, it's gonna be my stuff against your stuff. Let's see who's gonna win. You know, I'ma throw my best pitches. You tell me if you can handle it.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the mentality I'm getting back, you know, and that's the old me. That's the Frankie Montas that go out there and not even worry about results or anything, just going out there and just trying to do my best, you know, just going out there and trying to keep the team in the game.
Well, I love the things you're saying, especially not chasing velocity, because a lot of guys coming off of an injury would want to establish like that. Okay, I'm going to establish my velocity and then work on my command. It should be opposite.
Yeah, trust me, I'm not good for 5 stars and then be done. You know, yeah. This team needs me for 33 plus stars plus the playoffs, you know.
I'd love to hear that. Plus, you don't have the adrenaline of the regular season. You're going to have the adrenaline on opening day, where it's going to add a couple miles per hour velocity. you can book that's going to happen. As far as fitting in with this team, in my business, we overhype things sometimes, and we've talked about the vibe and the culture, and fans might even be getting sick of hearing that. But you've been around other situations where I'm assuming the culture wasn't great. Is it different here?
Oh, no doubt. I even have the chance to talk to guys and tell them like, you guys have a lot of talent and you guys know, like, you guys have a good team. But I don't think you guys really know what you guys really have going on in here. Like, I've been in a lot of clubhouse. And, you know, like, I have the chance to be in multiple teams, we play with multiple players, you know, and all that. And I get the chance to play with guys that had a lot of talent, but they weren't united. And I had the chance to play with a lot of guys that might didn't have as much talent, all the teams, but they were united, you know. And I always had to talk about when I was with the A's, and we all have that young team, you know, and we went into the playoffs 3 years in a row. You know, we won 97 games 2 years in a row and this and that. We probably didn't have the best talent, but as a team, we were one. You know, if somebody didn't get the job done, the next guy would tell him, hey, I got your back. You know, I'll back you up, bro, no matter what. I got you. You know, and it was just like that man's mindset that, you know, it doesn't matter if you suck that day. You know the guy behind you is going to pick you up.
Yeah.
You know, and a ton of was like, you guys really, once you guys understand. And, I mean, people saw it last year at the end of the year, the way they were playing.
Yep.
You know, that team came up together, like, as one. That's a team. Team is one. You know, team is not a bunch of players that have good talents and they're selfish. Right. No, like, this is a team, so we all have to do our part. Guess what? If I suck at hitting today, and I need to find a way how to be productive. If that means if I'm not doing a hitting, it's gonna be on the defense. I'm making the play, you know. If my defense is not being on point today, guess what? I'm gonna do it with the bat. It might be you might not have the defense or the bat, but if you can just tell a guy like, "Hey, come on, go get him, brother. Like you got it. Come on, this is your moment. You know, you got this." That might be the key word to make us win the game.
Yeah.
You know, so I look things as like whatever I can do to be productive every day and help and whatever I can. You know, I might suck the first inning and give up six runs. You know, like you say, this is a game of failure.
Yeah.
But if I can make it to the sixth, seventh inning after that, guess what? I turn something that start really bad into something positive.
Yeah.
You know, I'm saving my bullpen. I'm still giving my chance to giving the team a chance to come back right. And tie the game or whatever. You know, so I'm the type of guy until DB takes the ball from me, I'm gonna keep grinding. I'm gonna keep going out there and just give 100% everything I got. You know, at the end of the night, when I'm done pitching and I go home and I sit on my couch, I'll be like, man, I gave my all today. This is all I had, you know, and I give it all. I don't want to go home, you know, see my family and see my kids and sit on my couch and be like, man, maybe if I will just try a little harder, I would be better. Nah, I don't want to do that. Yeah. You know, if I suck that day and I give my all and I give 100%, guess what? I'm going to go home and I'm going to be like, okay, I give my all. I got bit, but hey, it wasn't because I didn't try. You know, I try hard.
I can see why dudes gravitate to you. Now, this culture or family, however you want to label it, has been tested lately with injuries. Unfortunately, Friedel's out. McLain is going to be out. Dolo's getting a slow start. There are others. And then you add in the unfortunate suspension of Noelvi Marte. And young guy, obviously. Mm-hmm. Is that a situation that you could help mentor him through that? Because that's not easy, as you know.
No doubt. You know, I've been through that. You know, yeah. Not a secret. Like, everybody knows that. Been through that. And, you know, I'm just, at some point, I do going to reach out, you know, because I want to kind of like just let him process everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, spend time with his family, you know, like kind of like wash that off, you know, kind of like let it settle down. Because a lot of people are going to think like, or not a lot of people, you're going to think yourself your career is over. You're done. Like, oh my God, I got suspended. Like, what people are going to think about me? Like, how people are going to look at me?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And.
Because you guys aren't robots. The human side's real. So.
It's real. Yeah. You know, like, before anything, we're human beings.
Yeah.
You know? And. Which I got a chance to talk to DB about that too. Because the day that happens, I wasn't here when he was at the clubhouse, right? I was pitching in one of the fields. And came in, you know, I got a chance to talk to DB about it. And at the end of the day, this team has a bigger goal than that. You know, we have to keep pushing. You know, we're going to miss him because that's a guy that is going to help us a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, but he's coming back.
Right.
You know, he's coming back. It's not like he's going to be out for the whole season. So whatever we got to do to fill up the hole and just keep him pushing, you know, keep him pushing. That guy has a lot to think. He has a lot, like a lot to process right now, you know, but we can't bring that into the clubhouse. We cannot, you know, and I said, I've been in both sides. You know, I've been suspended. I was in the clubhouse when all the guys got suspended, you know, so I know both teams. Like, I know how things work. You know, we can't let that be a distraction. And for him, he cannot sit at his house and feel bad about himself. At the end of the day, whatever happened, it happened.
Yeah.
You can't do nothing to change the past. Yeah. You can do a lot to change the future.
Yeah.
You know, whatever he needs to work on and get better at it, guess what? This is the time for him to take that time and get better. Because when he comes back to Cincinnati, that's going to be a guy that's going to help us a lot.
Yeah.
You know, so his goal is to, like, not to sit home and feel bad about himself. It's like, okay, I need to get better because when I come back, I need to show people and I need to show this team that I can help, that I can go out there and I can help win more games, you know, and whatever it is. You can't just sit down and just think the world's done. My career is over now. He's what, 22 years old?
Yeah.
He's 22 years old. He has a lot to give to this game. He might have 13, 14 more years. You know, and guess what? People's gonna forget about that. You know what people's gonna remember? The things you do after that.
Yeah.
How you manage yourself, how you showing up, what type of player you are after that. You know, there's going to be a lot of questioning. People are always going to question things.
Yeah.
Is he back on juice? Is he back on this? You know, like, whatever. Like, no. About you being consistent and you show up every year better and better and better and better and better. You're still going to get tested. You know, you're still going to get tested. And I'm not talking about the getting drug tests or all that. You're still gonna get tested. Like, your talent is gonna get tested.
Right.
The game is gonna test you. Like, nobody's gonna escape from that.
Yeah.
The game is gonna test you every day to see what you made of. You know. So for him, it's just like, hey, I'm gonna work on whatever I got to be better at, my defense, my hitting, my body, whatever it is, my mental game, whatever it is, because when I come back, I need to make sure I'm straight, you know, and I'm good. I'm ready to go. I'm not going to be a distraction for this team. You know, I'm going to be a help guy.
Well said. Off the field, who is Frankie Montas?
I always say that before I'm a baseball player, I'm a dad, I'm a husband, you know. I'm a son, I'm a brother. As soon as I take my uniform off and I go home, I'm not a baseball player anymore. You know, love to spend time with my kids, love to spend time with my wife, love to cook. Oh, man. You guys,
all right, what are your specialties? What we got
anything,
going?
Anything, brother.
Anything?
I'm telling you, what?
Latin food, American food, any food?
Yes. Barbecue, bro. My barbecue's off the hook, bro. Come on, man. Off the hook. I'm telling you.
Well, you have my number now, so if you ever need a fourth.
Bro, watch. Usually during the season, I cook a lot. And I bring food to the clubhouse.
Oh, nice.
You know, like.
No, I won't take part in that. No, I get killed if I take food.
No, I bring a plate. I sneak out a plate and bring it to you. Okay. But yeah, that's my passion. I love cooking. I love grilling. You know, on the off season, I always like smoking ribs and brisket, and like always looking for things to do. Always watching cooking shows so I can learn like more and more and more. Like,
I dig it.
Yeah, that's what I do in my free time.
you've got your kids tattooed on your arm, right?
Yeah.
How many you have?
I have two kids.
Two kids, and they are
boy,
I mean,
and a girl.
Right on his forearms, and they are whoever did that work.
It did pretty good.
Tattoo artist, looks whatever photo they took that from. It looks just like
big
the
shout
photo.
Out to my tattoo guy, man. Blood and Ink is the best.
Yeah, and they are right there as a reminder for you. And I know that you write their initials into the.
That's the reason why you do anything in life, right? Like the people you love. Those are the people that push you to keep grinding and keep getting better, right?
Absolutely. I can see it just it lights up your face when I talk about your kids, which is the way it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So where do you make your off-season home now?
I'm here in Arizona. Okay. I live here in Arizona. I live like 15 minutes from here.
So this,
this worked out perfect for me.
It's pretty good, right?
It was perfect for me, man.
What do you set goals for numbers of the season, or is it just you said... I think you said 33 starts. Now that would be.
Yeah, I mean, for me, that's a full season. Like, you know, I mean, if you make every start every 5 days, you should make about 33-34 starts.
Can your shoulder handle that, do you think?
Of course. I mean, I've done it before, you know, and I think, like, one of the things that I like. I just learned a lot while I was doing rehab last year was how to take care of my body, you know, how to do the things that I wasn't used to doing, you know, but I learned a lot of things that I think are going to keep me in the field longer, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been working with the stretch and conditioning guys, you know, the massage guys and all that. Like, I have my own massage therapy now that travels with me, you know, that is going to be with me in Cincinnati. And, the way I eat, you know, trying to be healthier and all that, trying to do things to deal with, like, inflammation and try to recover better, recovering faster, you know. So that was one of the things that I really learned last year that I'm putting emphasis on it this year because I want to be, I don't, like, I said that earlier, I don't want to be good for 5 stars, 6 stars. You know, I want to be good all the way to a regular season into the playoffs, you know. I don't want to be in the playoffs and be like, oh, man, I don't got it. Like, no, I want to feel good. You know, every 5 days, you know, and it might not happen like that. You know, I'm going to have a day that, hey, I got a pitch and I'm a little shaken. I have to grind that one. You know, like, that's baseball. Like, that's sports. You're not going to feel 100% every day.
Right.
You know, you're going to wake up and like, oh, man, my back is a little tight or like, you know, I'm a little banged up or whatever because I went and throw a complete game and I throw 110 innings, you know, and we had a long trouble, you know, we got a trouble East Coast or whatever, you know, like, and you might not feel good all the time, you know, like.
Oh, you can book it. You're not going to feel good all the time.
You know what I'm saying? Like there's no secret. People see you in the TV and, like, you take the ball and people think, man, why is this guy like, why is this velo down? Like,
oh no, they think you know what I'm saying? That's why I mentioned robots earlier. Think it's robots
like,
or
like
a machine.
We're human beings, like, you know? Yeah. We might have bone and flesh, you know? Like we get tired. Like,
I talk about the human side of baseball and sports all the time because it gets overlooked a lot of times. Hey, one final question before I turn you loose here, and you've given me more time than we said.
Good.
I'm sorry
good.
About that. Fans are going to love this because you're new to the clubhouse, to the team. So they want to know, all right, who is Frankie Montas? But it seems like everything that you've been through in your career, whether it be on the field or off the field, and you talked about the challenges you faced, that now your shoulder's good. It seems like the stars are aligning for you. Do I have that right? Do you feel that way, that everything is, it took this long, but the stars have aligned?
That's funny, because I was actually talking to my wife about it last night.
Really?
Which is crazy, because I'm getting baptized on Saturday, right? Yeah, I'm getting baptized on
Saturday.
Are
you really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
You know, I'm just... You know, everything, and one of the things that we talk about, I was like, man, it feels like everything is, like, finally in the right place. It's like, you finally, like...
That's what it seems like.
It's like you finally doing your purpose in life. Like, you know, it's like, okay, It's like God is, okay, this is the things that I prepare you for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's crazy. Like, I'm a guy that, like, you don't get it. Like, I think everything happened for a reason.
Yeah.
Even the time I got suspended, you know, and people say, oh, you're having the best season of your life. You know, you got suspended, blah, blah, blah. I needed that to happen. Because yeah. Why? That make me realize how much I love this game. And getting taken away from me, it make me think about a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, because I used to be a guy to be like, you know, I hate baseball. I don't like baseball, but I don't know how to do anything else. You know, blah, 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 and this and that. Guess what? Baseball got taken away from me. And now I'm sitting at my house and I'm like, I love this game, like, and it got taken away from me, you know. So it make me get the love back from the game, you know. And that shoulder surgery, I look at it, I was like, hey, let me see how much you can put yourself. Let me see what you're made of. Let me see how strong you're gonna come back from that. When I said it early, this game tests you every time.
Oh yeah.
Every time. Every time you step your foot on the field, you're gonna get tested to see what you're made of.
Yeah.
You know, that's the difference into the guys that stick around longer and the guys that just show up and they're done. Because they can, as soon as they get knocked down, they can't get back up. You know, it's the thing to say, whatever don't break a man, make a man.
Yep.
Right? Whatever doesn't break you, make you. So I didn't let that shoulder surgery break me last year. You know, I said I was going to go back to the big leagues. And I got back to the big leagues.
Yeah.
I said I was going to get healthy. You know, and I'm healthy. I said, when I went to Cincinnati to sign my contract, I say I want to show up, not to sign my. I think I had an interview and then I went to the Reds Caravan,
yeah,
right, and we did all the radio stuff and I was like, I want to show up to spring training, being able to throw 2 or 3 innings. Did I say that?
You did,
right? And what happened? I show up in spring training ready to go. I didn't show up to spring training to trying to get ready.
Oh yeah, you hit the ground running, man.
I was ready to go, yeah. So I'm pushing myself. Because I still know, like, I know I can be better than what I was a couple years ago. Because I know they're getting better. I know myself better. You know, I'm in a good place mentally. You know, I love what I'm at. You know, I'm smiling. I said it before, when I'm smiling, that's a good thing.
You're smiling all the time, man. Every time I see
you, take that. That's a good thing. That means good things are coming. You know, good things are gonna happen.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the type of guy. I love to put a good show in the mound. I love that. I live for those moments. But going back, it had a lot of things to happen in my career, in my life, for me to be what I'm at right now mentally.
Yeah.
You know, for me to get the love back for this game, to realizing that, like, man. This game, like, this is part of my life.
Yeah.
This is what I've done for half of my life, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know? So why not embrace that and, you know, just use this platform to help people, help yourself, you know, and just let the world know, like, who you are and what you're made of.
That's awesome, man. I could just tell that you're in a good spot and the stars have aligned. And you're getting baptized in a few days.
Yeah, I'm being reborn on Saturday, my brother.
That is great.
I'm being reborn, man.
That is great. I will applaud you on that one. So that's great. It's going to be a special day. Hey, looking forward to it, man. I mean, I'm glad that you're in a good spot and that can only help the Cincinnati Reds, but we'll be rooting for you personally as well.
Thank you so
and
much.
I appreciate
man.
The insight that you gave here today. And I'm fired up for opening day right now. Let's go.
Let's start it tomorrow, right?
Listening to you, go. I'm like, man, I'm ready to rock and roll here. So Appreciate it, man. I hope you'll join us again on down the road.
For sure, man. Just holler at me whenever, man.
All right, I will. That's Frankie Montas. Hope you enjoyed it. And opening day coming up. And hope you enjoy this edition of the Gym Day Podcast. We'll check you out on down the road.
Baseball present, baseball past. Gonna share a few stories, gonna have a few laughs on the Gym Day, the Gym Day Podcast.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.